Don't see weakness as weakness, degrade to meanness. Those who have weaknesses, which includes all of us actually, all of us have weaknesses, we are all vulnerable to temptations, to greed, to anger, to lechery, to insensitivity, to arrogance. So all of us are weak when it comes to these temptations of the flesh, temptations of the world. So being weakness, being weak in and of itself is not a bad thing, is not a disastrous thing. It may be bad, but it's just a part of being human. It's a part of the package of what it means to be a human. All of us have bodies of flesh, and so we are vulnerable to the temptations of the flesh, temptations of money, temptations of power, and such things. But in the human package also comes an inbuilt protection. That is the voice of conscience. All of us have our conscience. And this conscience enables us to understand the difference between right and wrong. And with this conscience, if we hear the voice, and if the conscience is properly tuned, then we understand weakness to be weakness. But sometimes we may just mute the voice of the conscience, and when we mute it completely, at that time we may assume weakness to be strength. Let's consider an example. Suppose there were a power-hungry person who's in a position of power in an organization. Now this boss is also short-tempered. Now whenever the subordinates do something wrong, even a minor transgression, boss just blows at them, comes down upon them like a battering ram coming at a red cloth. So now this short temper is a weakness that needs to be restrained and rectified. But it may well happen that by a perverse twist of logic, the person may start thinking of this weakness as a strength. One may, if the boss has subordinates who have no other recourse circumstantially, who can't talk back or fight back, and all that they can do is cower and cringe whenever they become the brunt of his anger, receive the brunt of his anger, then what happens is this boss may get a sense of thrill of power. Anger is my power. It makes everyone do right. It sets them right. Just see, when I'm angry, I'm powerful. By this twisted logic, one can start seeing one's weakness, one's short temper as a strength. And then at such a time when we think of our weakness not as a weakness but as a strength, then that weakness degenerates into meanness. And then this person may well insensitively, heartlessly hurt others just to further one's own selfish ends. And such a person becomes mean-minded, mean-hearted, and a person may well become a monster by this. Now, how does this happen? It all begins with misperception of our weakness, not as a weakness, but as a strength. In the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the godly and the ungodly people. And while describing the ungodly, the demoniac, he describes in 16.14, Asau maya hatha shatrur hanishye cha paranapi Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. So it says over there, Asau maya hataha shatrur. This particular enemy, hataha, I have killed this enemy. Hanishye chaparan api. Hanishye, the other enemy also I have killed. And anishye, so one enemy I have killed, other also I will kill. And in this way, I will finish off all my enemies. And once I finish off all my enemies, then what will happen? At that time, when I finish off all my enemies, hanishye cha paranapi, then what will I do? I will delight. Ishwaro aham aham bhogi. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. Adyam Balavan Sukhi, Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi. I am perfect, I am strong, I am happy. So here one gets a sadistic delight in doing something as unconscionable and as horrible as murder. And one delights in such things. So one can become a cold-blooded murderer just because of the hunger for power. And that's how the weakness of, say, the greed for power can degenerate into the meanness of murder. Now, thankfully, this degeneration is preventable. Not only is it preventable, it is reversible. That means if somebody has degenerated from here to here, from weakness to meanness, that can not only be avoided if somebody is not degenerated, but if somebody is degenerated, one can move from meanness back to weakness, and not only to weakness, beyond that one can move to strength. How does this happen? Gita wisdom helps us to do this positive change. And for this positive change, the most important thing is we have to recognize that weakness is weakness. So the Bhagavad Gita, with its wisdom, acts like a mirror. And it shows us for what we are, from the perspective of wisdom and truth. And then when we see ourselves through the Gita's eyes, then we can understand clearly, oh, this particular behavior, it is my weakness and I need to give it up. By this, I am hurting myself spiritually. I'm going to create suffering for myself karmically. And in the end, and also I'm causing so much suffering to others. So once one recognizes this to be weakness, then what next? There are many people who actually know that they have weaknesses. All of us have. But how do we overcome them? That is, the Gita not only offers wisdom, it also offers devotion. The path of devotion, Bhakti Yoga, connects us with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, who is the source of all strength of everyone. When we start chanting Hare Krishna, start studying the Bhagavad Gita, start worshipping Krishna, then we are able to connect from a lower level, wherever we are, to the highest level of reality where Krishna is situated in full strength. By the chanting of Krishna's names, by remembering Him, our heart gets an inner sense of peace and joy. And this inner happiness becomes our inner strengthener. Because ultimately, what is weakness? When all of us need pleasure and all of us need happiness. So if we don't get happiness in good things, when bad things promises happiness, we go towards those things. So ultimately, strength or weakness is a matter of getting happiness in good things or in bad things. So when we connect with Krishna with a devotional disposition, then that inner connection gives us a higher happiness, which gives us the strength to resist the temptations, to resist, to curb our weaknesses. And the more we say no to our weaknesses, the weaker they become. And then as they weaken more and more, then our higher side emerges. Our strengths become stronger and our weaknesses become weaker. And eventually, we become integrated, balanced, sensitive, spiritually oriented human beings who become a part of the solution in this world, which is filled with so many people who are weak and many people who are also mean. We become a part of the solution, doing good to ourselves and doing good to others by connecting with Krishna and helping others to connect with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.